When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The tension in the arena is palpable as the contestants prepare for the gravity trial combat. Bound to a little board and their wits and a handful of gear, they face not only each other, but a collection of terrifying beasts, each more dangerous than the last. As the void fan rate is released, the crowd roars in anticipation, hungry for bloodshed. For the contestants, however, survival will demand sharp instinct, quick thinking, and a whole lot of luck.
And now everyone is in position. It is time to release the beasts. But to give everyone a fighting chance, we will first only release the Void Fan Raid. We wouldn't want this trial to be over too quickly now, would we?
Okay, as we discussed, we cover each other's back, keep an eye on the beast and other contestants at all times.
Easier said than done. I only have two eyes.
And we're off to a rushing start. The beast is out for blood. We haven't fed any of them today.
As I'm wearing the infrared goggles, I'll focus on the Void Fan Raid location.
Damned invisible snake. I really don't see it anywhere anymore.
You can also just look at the floating half-eaten contestants to locate the beast.
Lovely.
Ooh, already one contestant taken by surprise. This must be her appetizer.
I heard shooting. Did one of them hit the beast?
Negative. It's very agile and hard to target. Follow me. We should try to corner it.
I'd rather stay in the corner.
Don't you want this to be over? The faster we neutralize these beasts, the sooner you can go back to playing with your brushes.
Okay.
Halt. It's hanging from the ceiling over there.
That reminds me, I still need to take down the Christmas decoration in my room.
Okay, take aim. We'll fire together to turn it into a Void Fan mincemeat burger.
Spray and pray. Got it.
Shoot now. Excellent. A few direct hits.
Is it dead?
No. Watch out. It's coming our way now.
Oh, now it's not only hungry, but also angry. I believe we call this angry.
Okay, run back to the corner, now. Faster, it's catching up on you.
Don't forget I have short legs, and they're not that tasty.
Roll up in a ball, Gail.
As the beast is about to pound on Gail, the cage starts to rumble loudly, and gravity switches to the side.
Help!
What a rush. Reminds me of my military days.
I'm so disoriented, but... where is the beast?
There. It landed on another participant, crushing him in the process.
Glad I wasn't the airbag of service.
Well, now's our chance to get a few more hits in.
It surely is dead now, no?
Not yet, but it's visibly hurt. Look out, it's spitting streams of venom at us.
Okay, time to activate my shields.
Good thinking. I will use my teleporter to dodge and attempt to get closer for a better shot.
Void Fan changed up her tactics, trying to snap the combatants from a distance now.
Hello, dear. Good night, dear.
He finished her off. Nice.
How merciful to put her out of her misery. Give it up for Draven and the Black Bolts to fell the Void Fang.
That's a relief.
In the shadowy depths of Void Reach, Zyra and Shade reunite with urgency and purpose. The stakes are high, as sensitive data locked within the Black Pulse network could expose secrets that neither side can afford to lose. But as Zyra's risky approach clashes with Shade's caution, the siblings must navigate not only the labyrinth of cyber warfare, but also the ghosts of their father's legacy.
Welcome back, Shade. It's been too long.
I know, sis. How have you been?
No time for small talk. Time is of the essence. I've brought my best technology specialist here. We must get her and erase your data from the Black Pulse before they realize what they have on their hands.
Understood. Here's their network address.
Way ahead of you. Do you remember the ports you opened up as backdoors in their telecom service?
Not by heart. I'd have to look it up.
No time. We'll do a brute force port scan instead.
But won't that trigger their intrusion detection system? Neo's a cybersecurity expert as well.
That's a risk I'm willing to take. Besides, is he not occupied at Corzin's stupid trials? Initiate the scan, now.
You've changed, Zyra. You've gotten more reckless.
Shade, come here for a moment.
If you're patient, I can decrypt the encrypted data I stored. No need to take unnecessary risks. This is not how Father taught us.
Yes, and we know where Father's advice has gotten him. Used as a mere pawn by the government, and then discarded like an empty fuel cell on a dead planet.
That was because of the betrayal and corruption within, not due to his methods.
We don't have time to argue. I've learned a lot over the years, and moving fast, before your opponents have time to react, has gotten me further than any of his teachings.
I know times are changing, but I still urge you to remain vigilant. As you saw with me, things can tumble in an instant.
Don't worry, sis. We will get our revenge. Now, let's get back to the data gathering.
Back on Black Pulse ship, while progress on repair inches forward, the crew faces a new threat. An unexpected alarm sets their plans off course. The cyber intruder breaches their defenses, and Nero must deploy all his tech-savvy tricks to outsmart the would-be hackers.
All collected ship pieces have been cataloged. We are only missing the 7B350 capacitor, as usual.
And you're making good progress on the ship repair. The main thrusters are repaired, we can lift off again. What now?
It's the intrusion detection alarm. Let me see.
Someone is performing an aggressive port scan on our systems. Shall I update the firewall?
Yes, but leave the honeypot port open. I have a special surprise for our uninvited guests.
Honeypots? I often use honey to make a great cocktail.
Not that type of honey, maybe. It's a trap system for hackers.
How does that work?
It's a fake, contained system that makes the attackers think they got inside, but they are in a virtual environment that I set up with traps. I might even be able to get their location out of this.
Okay, I trust you have it under control. I'm going for a walk with Toto.
Well, all this honey talk has made me hungry. Do you have any food?
Now is not the best time.
Why don't you come with me and Toto? We can devise some food whilst the boys deal with the attack.
But I thought I could help and learn about repairing a spaceship. I want to learn everything.
Oh, no, that's okay. We will teach you another time. After our next crash?
That happens often?
He's only joking. Come on, let's go get some food. And this time you don't run off, Toto, okay?
Alrighty then.
Tell Nick, could you move the truck away to a safer location?
Understood.
They don't seem to fall for the traps in the honeypot. Almost as if they know it's a setup.
Do you think it could be her?
Rose? It is likely she's involved, but the tools used for this attack are quite advanced. It confirms my theory that she has inside help and access to good equipment.
And do you even still think she's on this planet?
Guessing by the latency, I would say the attacker is not that close by. Definitely inside the galaxy still, though.
I see.
I'll make a backup of Rose's data just in case and re-encrypt it.
Any way to get information from the attackers?
They seem to be using an outdated offensive tool. I'm sure it has a zero-day exploit. I read about it the other day. Let me do a git pull of my penetration kit and launch the counter-hack.
If you could get their location, it could be a great lead.
There. I've forced the DNS leak to bypass their VPN, and now I have their original address.
Excellent. Which area code are we talking about?
Now let me quickly do a reverse lookup. It corresponds to Void Reach.
Void Reach? That's where the Zyra person lives? The one who gathers data on anything and everyone. So it wasn't Rose after all.
So it would seem, but my intuition tells me there is more to it. The timings is just too right. I must get to the bottom of this.
Millie and Eve approach a market with the sounds of sizzling bands and lively merchants. They dive into a culinary adventure that could rival the strangest space missions. The duo encounters a buffet of oddities that challenge their palates and also their bravery.
Do you know any nice places to buy some nutritious food?
Well, we usually hunt for meat and cultivate our own vegetables. I rarely leave the village to go inside the city. We have our own ways inside the tribe.
Tell me more about the Nymphrati. I'm always eager to learn about the local cultures.
Sure. We are Java female warriors and peacekeepers. We protect ancient artifacts that have been in our possession for many generations.
Oh? Are they that valuable? I bet Gale would love to examine them.
I must admit I do not know them all. We have all kinds of them. There is one that vents a permanent energy source that we use to make energy cells for our weapons.
But you operate sticks. They don't look like highly advanced weaponry that would need energy.
To the untrained eye, perhaps. But knock it on the ground twice, and voila! Deadly energy beams on both sides.
Oh, I see. There's indeed more to it than meets the eye. Fascinating.
Oh, did I scare the poor dino?
I have the feeling that Toto preferred your stick when it was turned off.
We have to train hard, as there are a lot of bandits out there. The Tinker tribe of only females is an easy target.
I can imagine it must not be easy.
But we also have lots of fun together, singing and dancing around the fire camp. I like it a lot. But I also want to discover what is beyond the stars.
Won't your village be too worried of your sudden disappearance?
I left a note expressing my feelings. It has happened before, and they will accept it. If your crew will, of course, fully accept me, that is.
I'm sure I can convince Draven to keep you on board. We have arrived at the market. What would you fancy?
Oh my, there's so much! And I've never even seen these foods before.
Ah, I see we have an amateur for our local delicacies, roasted storm bass.
It smells very strong. Can I taste some, please?
Sure thing, but I must warn you, they are not for the faint of heart.
Go ahead, let me know what you think.
It's a bit... chewy.
Oh, Millie, are you okay?
I told you, they release a small shock when ingested.
Phew, that was actually quite fun, and they don't taste half bad.
I think they would make for a nice little breakfast for Draven's return. We'll buy some.
Here you go, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Oh, look at that. Those little pots are moving. Is that food too?
Ah, you've got a good eye. These are chitter beans. They wiggle round to stay warm. They're much better when they're fresh.
Millie, care for a chitter bean snack?
I'm up for it. Let's see. It's crunchy and a bit spicy. Achoo! Achoo!
Ah, the jitters can tickle the nose a bit. That means it's extra fresh.
Maybe keep those for Draven too. Preparing it with some stone bass will be worth the look on his face.
You must really like this Draven guy to get him all these delicious snacks.
Oh, you have no idea.
Now, what's this colorful mush over here?
Oh, the Galaxy Goo? It's also very popular. Tastes different every time you take a bite. Never the same flavor twice. Here, try some.
Wait. It tastes like tree bark?
Tree bark? Okay, now I have to try this. Now it tastes like cinnamon? This is bizarre.
Galaxy Goo is known for its surprises. Half the fun is guessing the next flavor.
Let's hit some of that too. It will keep us entertained on long journeys.
Absolutely. Alright, what else do you want to try?
Let's see. Look, those round things. They're glowing in different colors as well.
Glow slugs, my dear. Rich in vitamins, and they glow brighter when they sense fear.
Sounds like another delicacy for the brave.
Let's do it. They're small and shouldn't be too tough. It's actually kind of sticky. Very sticky.
Indeed, yes, totally sticky. They will slow down your speech ability. They're often used against anxiety.
I hope it's temporary.
All right, no more surprises for today. Let's also get some standard food and bring these back to the ship. This hall should keep us entertained for days.
Agreed. Agreed.
Our beloved crew further, revealing truths, forging bonds, and testing their resolve. But with every bite of the unexpected, and every step into the unknown, one thing becomes clear. In this galaxy, survival isn't just about strength. It's about embracing the chaos and savoring the adventure.
Hello, sir. Can I interest you in some dried Milky Way crab legs?
You have not enough minerals.
In that case, I can add some salt to it if you like. But first, why is my grill constantly turning off?
You require more Vespine gas.
Ah, you're right. My Vespine tank is empty. Good catch. I'll put a new bottle on right away.